This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Outside the box trades for the number one pick. And it should be noted, like 5 minutes after they won the NBA lotto, the Mavericks said we're not doing this, and there's a report that they're just definitively taking Cooper Flagg, and that's it. So that being said, people are falling back, and ESPN fell back on the idea that Nico Harrison has an aggressive streak, and that might just be kind of like when Kobe Altman said 2 weeks ago, we like our core four, and we're not planning on any big changes. That could all be a front. But specific to what he was saying, do you think that Donovan should be untouchable?
So I want to say yes until then you read something like that and it's like, well, wait a second. If a godfather offer, that's what that is, right? That's a godfather offer. If that comes on the table, why is he untouchable?
I think the only guy that should be untouchable is Evan.
Yeah.
I think Evan is, and I still like, everyone's talking about Darius. Do you have more with Darius? Do you have more with this guy? I think Evan, the more you build this thing around him, the better he's going to become. And I totally understand why some people don't see that right now. I understand if you just look at just what he's done, just the stats, I get it. But if you really look and watch Evan play, it's on the Cavs to get the most out of him. And if that means Donovan has to go, find a godfather offer and vaya con Dios. If that means Darius has to go or Jared has to go or all three have to go, okay, then that's where you have to go from here.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems very, very unlikely, but I do love the idea of brokering. And like, I think that's why the Giannis conversation was so impactful in many ways. It's like, because we talk about these players being untouchable, and then it's like, well, what about Giannis for Mobley? And then all of a sudden, half the fan base is like, okay, let's go ahead and do that deal. Like, so are you really untouchable, or is there some wiggle room there? And if there's some wiggle room there, and I think with Donovan, I think there is. I think there's more than what a lot of people considered. Well, then, okay, let's have some conversations.
Yeah, and I think specific to Donovan, I think the age is one thing. The fact that he's going to be 29 in
September.
Massive
part of that. And you talked about the money attached to all this, too.
The future contract is another, and he is an undersized combo guard. So price is dependent. Listen, if there's an offer like what the Utah Jazz got for Donovan, if there's that similar offer out there, I don't take it. I'm not interested in that. And in fairness, I think that price was as low as it was because Donovan, there was a perception that it was New York or bust. And two, Donovan has to be traded.
Well, yeah, they just traded Rudy Gobert too. Like they were signaling a new franchise in Utah.
But like to what Greg said, if you're going to consider it next offseason, I'm not saying this is not the same thing as saying trade him. But if you're going to consider it next offseason, and there's worse thing you could do than considering it right now. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but you should, where you are in this after three really nice seasons, but three really disappointing postseasons, you should be looking at how do we take a step forward, even if it means taking a momentary step back.
Yeah, I do think, though, I know Kobe Altman's, he wants to see Mobley and Donovan at least do one more year. You'd be crazy not to want to see him do at least one more year.
And we both, by the way, should want to see. Mobley and Mitchell for one more year.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel like if they ended up making some sort of, like, so the Cooper Flagg deal is interesting because if they made that move, what you're telling yourself is we're not going to be as competitive next year. You'll still be somewhat competitive, but not as competitive. And then you'll be trying to peak out Evan Mobley while Cooper Flagg is maybe in, I don't know, year two, year three, somewhere around there. And then you have an extended runway with the two of them to try to really make a big push for it. It's really about sacrificing the now for the future. But if that happened, there'd still be a part of me that's like, wait, this Cavs team could be really good with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley.
Well, okay, so like...
You are sacrificing the right now.
So, okay, if in this, you'd have to get a third team to make this work because of the way the salaries line up. But if you could...
Did they do four teams on it? In their version?
In the ESPN one,
ESPN version, they had four teams.
Yeah, but which is specific wild. To... Like, and we talk about untouchable. If I could take Donovan Mitchell and turn him into Jaylen Brown, I'd do that. Like, with respect to...
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah, Brown did not have a very good season last year, even like by his own standards. And I don't know that I would make that move.
I think I would do it unquestionably. I think he would
fit
here.
You've always liked Jaylen Brown a lot, though.
I also think he fits with Darius, and I don't know that he distracts from what you want to do. You'd basically have two, three-level players there in Evan, in Jaylen, and Donovan, so you don't lose that element to what you have. And Darius.
And Darius.
But I think that's the other thing, is you choose one of Darius and Donovan. But I think that's a huge thing. Like, if you can do that this offseason and make hay on it, that's a massive, massive win for you.
Well, that part speaks to something we've been talking about the entire offseason, though, is how much of a shakeup can you have? Like, do you need to shake it up and make sure you give yourself just a little bit of a different look? I think that would be... Listen, it's a cutthroat business. You make whatever move you got to make. If you think that you can get a better deal for Donovan, you do that. But that would be, I would feel bad for Donovan. Like the person and everything attached to what he is, I would feel bad for Donovan.
I don't know if I'd feel bad for Donovan. I think.
Although, I guess he's still going to Boston in this hypothetical,
yeah, I mean,
right?
If you sent him to.
So it's Tatum and it's Donovan.
If you sent him to New Orleans, I would feel bad about that. All right? That's a bankrupt franchise. That's not great. But if you send him to, and by the way, the one reason I might not do it is because I wouldn't send him to another great place in the East. But I think it's really important that you can understand that the one way in which Donovan and Evan do not fit going forward is their age. And if you chose, like the idea behind the Cooper Flagg thing is if you're the Cavs, is you take a step back in the foreground,
right,
to take the step forward future.
Well, you're sacrificing the right now is the thing, and I
well, but
I always
could
think
still
that's...
end up being a top six seed while quote unquote sacrificing the right now.
Yeah, because think about it, if you make that deal, Cooper Flagg year one, you're not an NBA title contender or even sniffing that idea. You're just not. I mean, as great as Wemby was in year one,
are you a title contender now?
I think you're knocking on the doorstep of it. I think you're right there. Depending on what moves they make, if you have a deal where you actually get more than 80 cents in the dollar for Darius Garland, there's a real world where you're a title contender next year. If you have a deal where Jared Allen, you get more than just enough value out of that. Yeah, I think if you shake it up, I think there's enough there. Because there is enough talent on this team. It's about getting the pieces to all work. And I think that's been the interesting part about this Cavs team is having the understanding that they have so much talent and there's so much ability there. And it is title-worthy contender from a talent perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's just the pieces of the puzzle don't all fit.
The truth is, there might be five trades out there in which you can trade Donovan and the pieces fit better for you, or you're better in the long run. So I don't think they're, like I mentioned the Jaylen Brown one, that's one I would do. There aren't a lot of those in this. And I think that's super important to kind of point out here is there's a difference between doing due diligence. And so basically,
well, that's where we get in the Darius conversation.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe I'm approaching Donovan with a much, much more guarded restrictions around a trade, but the same way I am with Darius, which is, yeah, I'm not putting him out there like a $2 escort. But I'm out there to find out what is out there, what could shake free.
And
for
maybe
you.
I'm just overrating Donovan at this point. I don't know. Top five finish in the MVP, all NBA first team. Like he's got the type of talent and ability that, at least I know we want to do a lot for Evan, and that's understandably so. But what Donovan does doesn't get in the way of Evan nearly as much as like what Jared Allen does in getting in the way of Evan.
I think it's more. I really think from the Donovan thing, it's about age. I think it's about, you know, are we starting to butt up against the upper limit of his championship window? And if so, by the time you get to next year, it might be too late to make that move. You might be backed into a corner where, one, he might lose patience with what you're doing, which I don't think we should sleep on if there's another second round exit there. And two, also he'll be 30 for not this year, but the year after.
Right.
That is going to compromise his trade value. None of these are reasons that you have to do. You don't have to do a damn thing with Donovan or Darius this year. But they are reasons to be thoughtful and maybe creative in the future. And I think if I'm saying with Darius, be creative, go out there. Darius for Trey Murphy and the Missy kid from the center out of Baylor, the backup center for New Orleans. If I'm thinking that way with Darius, now with Donovan, I'm thinking much bigger fish. But yeah, the only thing I don't like about the Cooper Flagg thing is I don't love Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit of a tweener.
It's funny
how people love it. They love him.
He was a transcendent college basketball player. There is no doubting that. He was must-see TV this year. I also wonder, is he doing that in the NBA?
Well, what was who had the comp of him being, if he turns out to Kevin Love's career?
Yes.
Once he said that did not help his case in many ways for a lot of people. I
also don't know he's a definitive Kevin Love's wing career, but in the NBA. He might end up being more of a forward, which changes his value. Now, he's got some skills that Kevin didn't have coming out, but still, yeah, I'm not taking Kevin Love with the number one pick. With love and respect.
With love and respect.
See?
Yeah, there we go.
Isaac, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm totally disagreeing with everybody that wants to trade Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell. I'm totally in total disagreement. I say it like this. Common sense isn't common to everyone. Why do you guys keep talking about trading this core four? And what are you going to get in return? What you're doing is just replacing them and not fixing the problem that's at hand. The problem at hand is the non-athletic, the weak bench, that has to instill toughness. Darius Garland gets 20 points.
Isaac, real quick. The bench is why they're not tough and not the core four, the guys who play more and have the ball in their hands more and are on the court more?
Darius Garland, the core four, didn't have any problems keeping up with Indiana or any other teams. It's always, if you looked at the games, it was always when the bench came in. Ty Jerome stunk in the playoffs. That's why they couldn't keep up. Every time Indiana bench came in, they made a run. Don't hang up on me yet, because I know you don't agree with me. But I'm trying to make you make sense here. Now I'm trying to make you look at the big picture here, both of you guys, because everybody
runway's
wants to
clear,
trade.
Isaac. You go right ahead.
All these guys want you want to trade the team. Who are you going to, first of all, if you get somebody to replace a person that you're trading like Darius Garland, you still have the same problem with the bench. You still have the same problems with rotation. You want to get Giannis in here to play with Mobley. You get Giannis in here to play with Mobley. That's just a crowd right there. That's all that is. All you're creating is a crowded space. You don't want that. What you want is you want shooters and people that can play athletically and above the rim. Your team, the Cavaliers, cannot play above the rim. They don't have any team speed. They can't get their shot off the dribble. They're non-athletic. and they can barely, they're one-dimensional players. Wade's one-dimensional. Merrill's one-dimensional. All these bench players are one-dimensional. They can't
that's usually,
shot.
That's
they
usually
can't even get that shot
bench
off.
Players, by the way. Name me the five. Name me the five tool bench players in the NBA.
Now you're trying to take it being sarcastic, but you're not doing common sense. You can be sarcastic all you want, but you still don't have common sense. No, you can't. You don't have common sense. All you guys don't have common sense.
No, you don't have common sense.
You don't have common sense.
We've got common sense. You don't have common sense. How dare you? You don't have it. Name is common sense.
You don't have it.
All right. One, nobody on the show has said we want Giannis and still have Mobley here. All right. Two, they didn't lose because of Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill or Isaac Okoro. They lost because their best players aren't tough enough or healthy enough. And toughness can come in a mirror. Oh, actually, no. They lost because the pieces don't fit together, Isaac. So common sense says two undersized combo guards and two bigs who play similar places on the court will overlap and get in each other's way. And listen, the Cavs lost in five games. That's how each of their last three playoffs have ended. To teams, they were favorited. They were favored against the Knicks. They were favorited against the Pacers.
The only series.
Yeah, was
Boston, yourself there. I was going to let you go.
My point is, like, you were favored in four of the five games against Indiana. And they blew the doors off you. How is that not common sense? I feel like I'm going Pee Wee Herman because I watched the Pee Wee documentary this weekend.
I'm out on Pee Wee Herman.
But
I've been for a while. Do your Pee Wee again.
Right, that sounded like Yoda.
Now do Pee Wee in a movie theater. Easy now. That was Yoda. Ah.
Do or do not.
No chance I'm watching that documentary. By is it a documentary or is it a movie?
It's a documentary.
Yeah, no chance.
Should Donovan Mitchell be untouchable? 216-474-0092. The Peterlin Pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.